subjected to your admirable sire. I acknowledge that I dreaded an explosion of his ire. I was overcome with panic, for his temper was volcanic, and I didn't dare revolt, for I feared a thunderbolt. I was always very wary, for his fury was ecstatic, his refined vocabulary most unpleasantly emphatic. To the thunder of this tartar, I knocked under like a martyr. When intently he was fuming, I was gently unassuming. When reviling me completely, I was smiling very sweetly. I was smiling very sweetly, very sweetly. Giving him the very best and getting back the very worst, that is how I tried to tame your great progenitor at first. Giving him the very best and getting back the very worst, that is how I tried to tame your great progenitor at first. But I found that a reliance on my threatening appearance and a resolute defiance of my little interference and a gentle intimation of my firm determination to see what I could do to be wife and husband too was the only thing required for to make his temper supple, and you couldn't have desired a more reciprocating couple. Ever willing to be wooing, we were billing, we were cooing. When I nearly from him parted, we were nearly broken hearted. When in sequel reunited, we were equally delighted. We were equally delighted, delighted. So we double shotted guns and colors railed onto the mast. I tamed your insignificant progenitor at last. So we double shotted guns and colors nailed onto the mast. I tamed your insignificant progenitor.